2FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Creepo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so magic.
Hello.
New FM.
The official.
The Novos.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning.
Good morning, morning.
I tell you what, we're on holidays after next week, and every single day that we get closer to it, it's harder and harder to rise in the morning.
You've checked out. Have
you struggled?
No, definitely not checked out, but just hard to get up, Jade.
It's the cold as well, because it's freezing this morning.
Mm, it's so cold. It's like the Baths of Babylon out there it's today. It's like, whoa, hello.
Is it Baths at Babylon?
Look it up, Jade. Look it up.
There would have been in the past for sure, yeah.
Ancient
times. Yeah.
Okay.
Because there was the gardens, and
Hanging
gardens, and then, of course, the baths, I'm sure, would have been nearby. I imagine it to be a misty place.
It's like
very misty.
The mud baths in New Zealand. There's like.
I think there's a men's club in Sydney called Baths of Babylon. Too.
Really?
Yeah.
In Market City.
Real misty there, is it?
Oy, there's a gentleman. Hello. How are you, good sir?
Oh, it's misty.
You've popped out of the mist.
Well, it's misty here at Sandgate.
Yeah, well, I think that's what Maddie was alluding to. The whole Baths of Babylon metaphor.
Yeah, well, I'm pointing out it's Sandgate local. But, guys, neighbour wars after this. One neighbour has actually taken a saw to another neighbour's building their property. A saw.
That doesn't sound very neighbourly.
No, it doesn't. Like not at James. All. It wasn't me.
What a nightmare. Hey, Feel Good Friday here in UFM today. Right now, Spiller, Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Groove Jet.
Oh.
This is different, isn't it?
It is.
105.3 in UFM, 6 past 6 with the Novos. Good morning. It's Feel Good Friday here at 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. And this morning we are talking neighbour wars.
Neighbor. Everybody needs good neighbours.
Yes, we all do need good neighbours in our life, don't we, Jade?
That is true. But for one particular pair of neighbours, it's not going down too well because this man, Mr. Braun, he strategically cut his neighbour's garage in half with a sawzall. So it's one of these, you know, hardcore, like, you know, the meat cutters you have in the kitchen when you're tacking a roast at Christmas time.
Do you mean those like electronic sawtooth knives?
Exactly.
I've never owned one, but
a big one of those. That's what he's used.
Like a repro saw.
Yes. To cut the garage in between their two properties in half. So he lost his mind because apparently they went and built this garage and he's like, no, it's on the property line. So he got all these surveyors out. You know, they were having a fight over the boundary. He was putting wood chips on their side of the land. They were driving the tractor on his side. So he just thought, right, that's it. He wanted to put up a big fence, so he cut the garage in half.
What a flog. Hey, what's the male equivalent of a Karen?
Oh, ooh. Good question.
Because it sounds like
What's his name? Braun?
His name's Mr. Braun.
Mr. Braun. I think he embodies it.
Well, and this is Rita. She's the other participant in this.
So do you think it's a situation where the wife in this situation has, like, pestered him. God, you got to go out there and do something about that garage. It's on our land. And he's like, right, get out the saw. Let's just do this straight down the middle.
That's someone who's finally flew the coop.
So where did this happen?
Over in the States.
Of course, yeah.
You'd think if the garage was half on your land, half on their land, wouldn't you just put a wall in the middle and use the garage?
Well, yeah.
You could do that. That makes more sense.
I mean, can they not go to jail for destroying property?
Well, it's a good question. If he did the cut on his side, is it technically his property?
Some would say so.
If he cut it just even 1 centimetre to his side, you could technically argue maybe it's on his property.
What would you do in this situation, Jade? If somebody, you know,
but the neighbour start building
your yard.
Well, apparently it's 0.23 acres, which doesn't sound like a great deal of land, does it?
It's about
big piece of land.
1,000 square metres.
That's a fair bit.
Yeah, it's like double a normal house block.
I'd maybe, oh, Depends on my stress levels and if I was close to having a heart attack. But if I was prepared to go into battle, I'd just, like, get a fence built, like, around the shed.
You wouldn't pay for a fence. It would be... Hi.
Hello, it's just me again.
If you don't get your thing off my property right now, I'm calling the police. Okay, bye.
I'll be signing a petition.
That's the first things. You've got to try and, like, mediate.
Of course. But then
once it gets to a point beyond repair, I think you can go all out crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely can.
Hi, New Atali. It's Jade from New FM. I'm just calling in a favour.
Do you have the mayor's number?
I know, on speed dial, which is weird.
Hey, what's in Jade's box coming up next? Very good prize for your Friday now. Thanks to our mates at Port Stephens 4-Wheel Drive Tours. We have a family pass to go out there and have a fun day with your mates or the fam. What's in your box, Jade? Give it a shake,
here
please.
Here we go. Ooh, I don't know if you can hear it in
there.
Can't
hear it.
Well, it's in there.
It's in there.
I'm shaking it.
Yeah, so the first clue is very soft and rubbery.
Okay, 13 10 09. If you want to play What's in Jade's Box, doing it next here at New FM. Good morning. Oh, what a song. If that doesn't get your day started, nothing will. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM at 6:25. We are playing What's in Jade's Box.
What's in Jade's box?
Freebies to start your day if you want them. 13 10 09. The lines are open. Give us a call right now. On offer today, we've got a family pass to Port Stephens 4-Wheel Drive Adventure Tour. Great for the mates. Awesome. Great for the fam. Mm. Great for the mates. Whatever.
Exactly. So let's go through the clues. Firstly, we had soft and rubbery.
Yeah.
Next big clue, and this is massive. Made of latex.
Okay, here we go.
Soft and rubbery, made of latex. Have a listen to this.
It's very hard. It just sort of, it's flapping in there. It's flopping.
Well, it happens sometimes when you throw things in the box.
It's
true. They just flap around or flop around. It's just part of the deal.
So whose item was this today? Yours, Crevo?
Yeah, it's mine.
Yeah. You always put your things in Jade's box, don't you?
Well, it's just part... That's my role, you know?
Jade, aren't you ever going to put your own things in your own box?
No. No.
Never.
Not going
to happen.
Never.
Ricky. Good morning, Ricky.
Hello, Ricky.
Ricky. Let's go to the next caller.
Okay.
New FM, who's this?
Matthew.
Great name, Matthew. What are you up to today? Excited for the weekend?
Yeah, I'm just off to work.
Nice. What do you do? Can I guess? I reckon you are a concreter.
I reckon an electrician.
I reckon a plumber.
Doing insulation.
Tradie nonetheless.
That's a tradie that you always forget about.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, mate. We've got this 4-wheel drive family pass. Good to go. Let's give him another clue.
No. Ooh, okay, easy. I've got it.
All right.
You put this on, Matthew.
You slip it on, yeah.
Put it on. Oh, bloody hell. Can I have another
whistle? Yeah, it's real quiet, though, flopping around in there. So, clues again. Rubbery and soft, made of latex. Slip it on.
Chefs use it a lot.
Ooh, do they?
Is it a rubber glove?
Correct.
Of course it is. Very easy.
All yours, mate. Enjoy the full drive tour.
All yours.
Thanks to our mates out there. A great prize for hooking us up all week. Join Port Stephens 4-Wheel Drive Tours for an award-winning and memorable 4-Wheel Drive and sandboarding tour on the incredible sand dunes in Port Stephens.
How good.
Well
said,
mate.
I love the sandboarding out there.
News time next with Hamish at 6:27. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
UFM.
Connecting now.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Tomaree School's closed today again with COVID issues around and the deep cleans that need to happen. So, you know, if your kids go to school in that area, make sure you check what's going on.
Please be safe out at the bay. We do have a lot of listeners out that way. And please look after yourself because, you know, it's just so difficult, isn't it?
Wash hands. Use the hand sanitizer. You know, if you're out and about, grab a mask if you need to. So just be extra careful with everything that you're doing.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Keep your social distance.
Absolutely.
Almost the most important.
You almost channeled ScoMo there, Crevo.
Did you like the vibe?
You almost took on the role of the school teachers you can't teach today. It was good.
Excellent. I'm glad you like that.
Hey, guys, of course, Big Brother wrapped up earlier on this week, and Chad dropped the F-bomb live on air, and it got me thinking, when did you accidentally drop a swear bomb? Maybe it was a job interview, maybe in front of your in-laws when you first met them, making the first impression. Has it ever happened to you?
Yeah, I've definitely sworn on radio before.
I have as well, yeah.
Starting out, terrible.
Had an accident like that as well.
An accident on the air?
Well, it was very faint. No one heard it, I think.
I got in so much trouble up in radio in Darwin. I thought the mic was on and I'd made a mistake.
Mm.
Oh, did I yell. F ending with K, you know that one?
Fire truck, yeah.
The F-bomb. 13:10:09, though, when did you accidentally drop a swear bomb? Let us know. Prizes on offer. The filthier the swear word, the better the prize. No, I'm joking.
we don't have that range of prizes.
No, we don't. Hey, we wish. Alana Miles right now. Black Velvet at New FM. Good morning. Alana Miles, Black Velvet, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 6:41, tops of 16 degrees around the lake today.
Shay, Paddy and Crevo.
13:10:09, when did you accidentally drop a swear bomb? Chad from Big Brother dropped the F-bomb live on air. It was 100% live. I mean, they don't even trust us with 100% live. They made us put a delay in.
Yeah, that's right. We've got this button that puts us a couple of seconds behind.
Yeah, so if any of us or even you swear, we can hit it. And then
it's gone.
It's gone.
Should we try it right now?
Mm. No. Probably not.
Probably.
I was curious. I would have been like, yes.
Hey, Katie, how are you?
Morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Now tell me, when did you accidentally drop a swear bomb, or was it somebody you know?
Wasn't me, but it was a very funny moment. I was early into a relationship with my now husband.
Yeah.
We had dinner with his parents and my parents, and they'd met a couple of times, so enough to know that it's okay to make a joke. And my father-in-law died of embarrassment from saying "cunny funt," but the actual way.
So he's trying to say it the other way.
He's trying to say "see you next Tuesday."
Yeah. But he said it that way, but it come out the correct way. Oh. And he died. The whole room went silent. I lost it. I was the only one in tears laughing. I couldn't breathe. It was that funny.
One of the early meetings of the families, like La Familia.
Oh, they're really good friends now, and we bring it up all the time. So
what a cunny funt.
Yes, he is.
I'm not even brave enough to say it.
No, I'd stuff it up.
I was a bit scared telling the story. I thought I was going to do an accidental swear.
Isn't that so scary? I had to think twice before that.
Gotta be real careful.
Funny. No, let's just not go there. Thank you, Katie. I appreciate that. Great story.
Yeah. Love it all though that up next, guys, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Today we are talking and have a real deep think about this. Chicken nuggets.
Oh, I already know.
All right.
I'm on
standing
this.
By.
6:43. Good morning.
The Novos.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning.
I could be the one.
New FM. The Novos. Feel good Friday.
Yeah, that's what we're all about here at New FM, making you feel good
always.
On a Friday morning.
Happiness,
right?
Butterflies and rainbows.
Give us some excitement, Jade. Come on, get a whoop whoop.
Can we get a whoop whoop?
Can we get a
whoop
whoop? Yeah,
can we get a
yeah.
I'm just imagining your Paris Hilton style DJ set. That would be your little show.
Yeah, there'd be some of that going on.
Hey, kicking off after 9 o'clock with 105 minutes. Feel Good Friday tracks to make you feel good all day. Love this one, guys. What a collab. Yeah. David Guetta and Sia.
Oh, Titanium.
No, sorry. Oh. I wish. This song, really good though. Flames here at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, of course, my turn to take your thoughts on the daily topics. Maddie, Jade, love it or loathe it. Chicken nuggets.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Love it. Nug life is the only life.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
You guys are right into them.
I still love getting the chicken nugget Happy Meal McDonald's. And when I was a little girl, I used to, you know, you can get, they sometimes have the round nuggets. They're perfect round. And then there's the nuggets in the six nugget pack, and what, they're a little bit, they sort of look like a kidney shape.
Yeah, yeah.
They're a little bit wonky. I used to have battles of like the good nuggets versus the bad nuggets.
Can I just say, I don't think I've ever encountered a round chicken nugget.
No, they are. They're round. Next time we should go for chicken nuggets at Macca's this after the show.
McDonald's do not have round, perfectly round chicken nuggets.
They are. No, I swear to God.
All right, so reason I bring this up is because your future KFC chicken nuggets might be 3D printed.
Oh, I don't.
I did read about this, actually.
Yeah, so they've got this lab where they get the chicken cells, basically, and put them in this printer, and it's like sprays them out into the shape.
How disgusting.
That can't be good.
You can't.
How disgusting.
Real talk, though.
Would you try one?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be very similar to normal chicken nuggets.
It's just that it's using the actual chicken meat. So they don't actually, it's not lab-grown chicken meat.
It's not lab-grown yet, but that's probably the future, realistically.
That scares me. I don't like lab-grown anything.
But, I mean, I'm not really into chicken nuggets generally.
Why aren't you into chicken nuggets? See, this fascinates me. Let's break you down as a human for a second, because chicken nuggets are such a great cuisine for all occasions.
Texturally, they don't thrill me. I like when they have, like, the McBites, because I can taste texturally the real chicken, and I don't feel like I'm biting into a sponge, a chicken-flavoured sponge.
So it's because really, chicken nuggets are the equivalent of the beef sausage.
Sort of, but they grind in the chicken world finer. Like, they grind it so fine that it could be dust particles, and then they mix it with whatever they're mixing it with.
I block all that out.
Put it back out.
Just don't even think about it.
Jackson is pulling something up on the screen. Why did you do that, Jackson?
I can't see it.
He's just Googled chicken nugget chicken head. Yeah. Thanks
Google
for that.
If you got a bit of free time.
You know, you remember that picture where the chicken's head accidentally got into the batter?
Nugget?
And
you know, that's disgusting.
It's really common.
Have you seen it?
Delicious.
Would you? Well, do you know what? It probably wouldn't be that bad.
Right? There's something about nibbling the beak. Because you know how you can actually a roast chicken, it's always the parson's nose in there.
That's right.
Isn't the parson's nose the bottom?
Yeah. No. Oh, is it? Oh, I
Jade's
had no
been
idea.
Eating the chicken's ass all this time.
You know what, though? That's my favourite part of the chicken.
The parson's nose. It's tender.
I refuse to eat it.
Thought you'd be into it.
What? A chicken's ass?
Yes.
Why would you think I'd be into eating a chicken's ass?
Question. Just before we wrap this up, Jade, did you think it was the chicken's nose?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the most cooked thing we've heard all day. Let's leave it there.
Mum always said it was the parson's nose. She lied to me. I'm going to have to call my mother.
It is called that, like, anecdotally, but it's the bum.
How disturbing.
This is the greatest moment that's ever happened to me on the show.
My life's been a lie.
Jay, did you think the beak just softened inside or something? As it
Yeah, oh, it's just been overcooked.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. I'm not lying. Who would lie about this?
Well, there we go.
I can't talk anymore.
We can
do the rest of the show.
6:58, new sign with Amy Schneider. Morning.
Hey, Maddie and Creeper, when you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creeper.
Creeper. The Novos.
The Novos.
And we have a pet birthday, guys.
Another one is this January next year?
No, this pet's birthday was the 3rd of June.
Oh, just passed.
Buster. So we're having a belated birthday with Buster now, with Christy.
Oh, sorry, you didn't tell me we were doing a pet birthday, Jade. Sorry. Hello, Christy.
Hi, Christy.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Thanks for joining us and celebrating Buster's belated birthday. Tell us all about your Staffy.
Well, he's, Chloe, my daughter, her birthday is 2 weeks after his, so they celebrate together.
Aww.
So they have one party.
Yeah, well, it all started when they turned one, and he jumped up on the chair and wanted to join in with the cake. So we started giving him a donut, and it's just been a birthday party with the dog.
Ever since. So you just go down to Woolies, you get a cake for the kid and a bag of chicken necks for Buster.
Well, he got his own donut this year.
Oh.
I had to go make a special trip just for Buster. Well, we call him Big Boy sometimes because he's a giant.
Big Boy.
Yeah.
That's what you're feeding donuts all the time.
He's like 33 kilos.
Oh, 33 kilos?
Yeah, he is. He's big, but he's like a gentle giant. He's Chloe's protector. She's had open heart surgery, so he follows her around and...
That's
really sweet. Because I know it's all about Buster right now, Chrissy, but Chloe, your daughter, because they're both four now, you wrote in your submission that she was actually born with a hole in her heart.
Yeah.
She's okay now?
Yeah, she's had two open heart surgeries, but Buster's been with her the whole time.
Isn't that
sweet?
So he's
been like a protector and...
Aw, that's lovely.
They're best friends.
So she's okay now, Chrissy?
Yeah, she's going good. You wouldn't know she's had surgery, so she's just tough as the other kids up at school.
Kids are really surprising sometimes, aren't they? They're such little troopers when they're meeting.
Yeah. Really resilient.
They're braver than we are.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And it's nice that Buster and Chloe have this special bond. And you know what? Chloe can go shopping at Pet Quarters with a voucher and get her best friend a nice belated birthday present.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for joining us on the air and telling your story. That's
Thank
lovely.
You, Chris.
That's really cool.
Appreciate that.
Hey, up next, photo going around on Reddit at the moment showing here in Newcastle a bunch of large cars parked in, you know, those small car spaces that they're often at, like, shopping centres. So obviously if you've got, like, a little Barina or, you know, Jade, you've got a little Italian sports car, you could pull into one of those no problems because they're usually a bit narrower, smaller. But this is all, like, big 4x4s and utes and stuff all parked in there. But what I did notice, actually, is they're all parked perfectly in the centre. So even though these people have big cars, they've managed to absolutely nail the parking.
Big car drivers, I think, generally, from my observations, are far better drivers just 100%. Everywhere.
Because they're used to dealing with a big vehicle, so they have to be extra cautious,
more in control,
extra aware.
No, you guys are full of it. I disagree. I think small car drivers are way
Jade,
better on the roads.
Look at the way you drive sometimes, like a manic.
This stop is, sign, that's just a recommendation.
That, you know
I
what?
I swear it wasn't a stop sign. 100% it was.
Look, it's not about me as a driver. It's about the small car drivers.
Well, you're a small car driver, Jade, so you need to represent here.
And I am.
And you know what?
Nothing wrong with bad driving.
I don't drive, but I drove Crevo's van, so I'm a big car driver.
Oh, please. You had one lesson.
You did great, too, because he drives big cars.
Oh, that's full of it. No, I disagree. Small car drivers, we nail it on the road.
13-10-09, are you team Crevo and saying big car drivers are better drivers, because they are, or are you team Jade and you think that they're not? Small car drivers are better, as if.
Taking your calls after Shepherd. Let Me Down Easy at New FM. It's 7:10. Good morning. Friday morning. Foggy start to your Friday. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. 13-10-09. Big claim out of Crevo's mouth today. Big car drivers are better than small car drivers. Debate.
Shut up and drive.
Oh, look, to me, it's just plain, obvious, simple. There's not much to this, really, but we'll throw it out there anyway.
Come on.
So Reddit, the Newcastle thread, had a photo of a bunch of large cars parked perfectly, may I add, in the small car spaces. And that's because large car drivers are just better drivers. They're used to the big spatial awareness, the big space, and, you know, being alert, being aware, looking around.
No.
Small car drivers, they're used to their car being able to drive through the eye of a needle everywhere and don't have to worry about anything, they think.
Those small cars are definitely in the lines, and you can go to our Facebook page and check out this photo, just FYI. But the thing is, Small car drivers are way better. I've seen, and I don't want to point the finger, this may be an unpopular opinion, but in particular, I'll say women in big vehicles struggle. Like,
No,
they do.
How sexist.
Look, hey, I'm a female
a
saying
pig right now.
That doesn't matter.
I don't care.
So sexist.
No, but it's true. I watch, in particular, sometimes.
Outrageous.
Parents on pickup and whatnot and parking, like, near my house. And I watch, and they can't. It takes them three or four times to reverse park the big cars, and they still can't get it right. And then
they're carefully backing in.
They're not carefully backing in at all. They end up on the gutter, and they think, oh, stuff it, I'm in a four-wheel drive anyway.
Jade looking after the sisterhood, it seems. Hey, you know what, though? Fascinating when you see a small car driver drive a big car. Like when Jay drove that big Lexus four-wheel drive and I went in the car with her, oh my God.
Scariest thing in your life.
Boom, 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 boom. Over the roundabout, the edge of the roundabout.
Well, that's what
gutter.
I mean. It's easy to be a worse driver in a big car because you're not worried. You've got bumper bars.
Debbie, are you a big car driver or a small car driver?
100% big car driver. Can't. No sisterhood here, Jade.
They can't drive?
No, the
much
little
better.
Car drivers can't drive.
Oh,
thank
Debbie.
You. Thanks, Debbie. Yeah.
No, Debbie.
I've had to wait for a person in a little car, try and park like six times, and then eventually they give up, and I just go and reverse straight in.
Yeah, of course.
I'm one of those ones who'll park in the little spaces as well. I've got a VW Transporter.
Ooh,
before that, I had an old Holden station wagon, one of the real old long models.
Yeah.
Wide and long.
Long as a boat.
You've always liked it big, Debbie.
Now I can park even if people beside me can't park, I can still park in there and I get out my sliding door.
What a woman you are, Debbie.
Yeah, you're a legend. And
Superwoman.
Thanks for standing up against sexism as well, because
yes.
We don't stand for this on the show.
Oh, please.
Thank you, Debbie.
All right.
Nathan, big car driver or small car driver?
Nah, none of the above. Truck driver.
Oh, you're a really big car driver.
Well,
big
car driver. Look, I have to agree with you there. Truckies, my dad's a truckie, and he's probably the best driver on earth, hands down.
What's the tightest space you've managed to squeeze your big truck into, Nathan?
Your big rig.
We'll take up, for a 12-metre truck, we can park in two car spots.
Really? God, you win
default, but you're not really sort of in this debate, Nathan.
Sorry, Jade's cut you off, Nathan. Thanks, brother.
Typical
Thanks
behavior.
For calling, though. Last call. Matt, hey, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I got a coffee made by my sister's one with marshmallows in it. I'm loving it.
Oh, yum.
Your sister made you a coffee. That's a good sister.
Yeah, I drop her off at the cafe every morning.
Well, give her a shout out. Off you go.
It's the Green Bean Cafe at Shoal Bay.
Beautiful cafe.
Good
I've been there
the
before, actually. Mm. Hey, mate, big car driver or small car driver?
Big car, and I also drive a glass truck, so...
Well, you got to be extra careful when you're going around corners with that thing.
Oh, yeah, especially going into town in Newcastle, and you got, like, these little tight spots, and you got to get right up close to the shop front. It's like... Right, here we go.
Exactly. Big car drivers rule.
Oh, well, there
Excellent
you go, Jade.
Work.
You've been put in your place. Hey, Maddie, tell us, mate, what's the vibe out at the bay this morning? How are you feeling with everything?
It's not too bad. I mean, going into Salamander's a little bit hesitant, like, where can't you go? But just, like, I knew this was going to happen the second wave, but...
Yeah.
Just sucks it's happening there.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Thought it was going to be all good, no cases and everything, and then all of a sudden that one's like, well, dang.
Yeah. We're thinking
look
of you, buddy.
Yourself, mate. Yeah, we're thinking of everyone out at the bay, of course. Look after yourselves and be safe. Up next, What's the Goss with Jackson. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. There's a surprise new album on the way. I'll let you know who's dropping that. And Lady Colin Campbell, I don't know if you've heard of this woman. She's a UK writer, but she's dropped some theories about Meghan and Harry that I find very interesting, and I want to get your thoughts on.
Very Excellent. Good. New FM, good morning. It's 7:19.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
What's the goss?
That's right. We're getting the goss now with Jackson.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited because I love a little royal chat.
Ooh, yeah. All right. Well, you're going to love this. I want to get your thoughts on the latest news to come out about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. So they've been a bit quiet. There's this woman called Lady Colin Campbell. I don't know if you've heard of her, but she writes royal biographies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in the know. She's in the mix. She's come out and she's made the claim that Harry's less intelligent than Meghan, and he goes along with whatever she says because he's scared of her and desperate to please her.
Oh, definitely believe that.
I don't believe that.
She's come in there stirring things up, just creating trouble.
No, she hasn't. She has not. You know what? She's a strong woman. And you know what? Harry, he's a decorated, war hero. I don't know exactly what awards he's won, but I know he's got a lot of medals, and he did a couple tours in Afghan.
That doesn't make him, smarter than her.
No, he doesn't have to be smarter, but I think he's got a mind of his own. He's had, high-level education in the institution. I know you're doing this to stir me up, and it's working, but I think Harry is... knows exactly what he's doing.
Do you want to hear this lady's evidence?
Yes.
She says she wears the trousers and is dominating.
Mm.
That's about it. But she's also claimed that Meghan's going to run for president next time round.
This lady's a kook by the sounds of it.
It's quite a lot of fun to watch,
to be honest. I think that she will run for president.
Do you know what? I wouldn't mind backing that's correct, that she will make a bid to try and do that.
And you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, any old celeb can.
I'm into it.
I think Meghan Markle, right, she cops it in the press, but she is incredibly intelligent, and I think she's actually a good person.
She'd do better. She's got to be better than what we got kicking about at the moment.
She holds herself so well. Mm. I think she'd do a great job.
Mm-hmm. I reckon too.
Experienced for sure in that area.
Oh, absolutely. And a bit fierce as well.
Well, she's already learnt to boss a royal around. Surely she could boss a bunch of generals around in a war room.
Rachel Zane on Suits. moving on to Taylor Swift, because big news, she's announced that she's got this secret album coming out at midnight American time, so in the next couple of hours.
I'm super duper excited.
Yeah, it's 16 tracks. It's called Folklore. They're saying that it's going to have a bit of a collab on there with Lana Del Rey.
Oh, that could be good.
Yeah, and it is coming out at the same time as Kanye's album, Donda.
I hope she swipes the floor with him. Wipes him out.
I think she will. Actually, I'm changing my mind. I don't think she will, because I had no idea. This is really crept up on us. This album.
This is what Tay does, though. She always
Like your best mates.
Yeah, no, she does. She does this. She always does surprise album drops, and her fans go mental over it. She's gonna get him.
Well, she says it's because she was not able to headline Glastonbury, so she thought she'd channel her energy into something else. But I'm gonna throw out a crazy sort of prediction here.
Yeah. Mm.
Kim Kardashian and Taylor Swift are gonna reunite eventually once the whole Kanye marriage is done. Kim and Taylor will unite, and it'll be this big thing about oh, I'm sorry, I was manipulated into bullying you. And it'll be a Nicki Minaj, Taylor Swift hugging on stage kind of drama.
I reckon this is big theory.
But excited for the album, though.
Yeah, Folklore. I can't wait.
If it's country vibed, I'm not into it.
Yeah, it's from the promotional video that they put out, which is all silent. It just looks very foresty and
Taylor Swift on a jangly guitar. Yeah. No thanks.
Hey, that's where it all started. I'm okay with this, and I'm so excited. I've got no words but excitement.
That's good, Jane. I'm glad.
Mm.
7:30 with the Novos. Thank you, Jackson. News time next.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, kicking off after 9 o'clock, Feel Good Friday here at New FM. Songs that make you feel good. Got one queued up right now.
What is it?
I'm going to tell you in a second, Jade.
What? Okay. Maddie's coughing.
That's all right.
Just cough.
Get it out of here.
Thank you.
There you go.
There it is.
Excellent. Now you can tell me.
Hey, it is Zed, Alessia Cara, Stay the Night. Great song.
Oh,
up
cool.
Next, though, we are playing What's the Size of Your Tribe? We have wine and Tim Tams on offer. This is where you call up and we need to guess with a series of questions how many kids you have.
I love this.
It's basically just an excuse to give away free stuff. Right now, Here it is, Zed, Alessia Cara. If you want to play, what's the size of your tribe? 13 10 09 at New FM. Good morning. Very simple. You call up on 13 10 09. We have a series of questions here, and it's our job to figure out how many kids you've got.
Mm-hmm. Our
prizes on offer: wine and Tim Tams galore here this morning. Shall we kick it off?
Yeah.
Let's go to Nathan. Hey, Nathan.
There you go.
Good.
Doing good, Nathan. You sound like a dad. How many kids? Let me guess. I reckon that you... Actually, I've just screwed that up.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Should we start with the questions?
So, Nathan, do you have big plans for the weekend?
A nice quiet one, I'm hoping.
Okay, quiet. Now, speaking of quiet, was it a busy time for you during the school holidays or fairly laid back?
I was pretty busy. Did a family trip.
Family trip. Okay.
Hey, Nathan, how much petrol are you using every week? What are you spending?
Probably
$100. Okay, $100.
All right, well, I mean, that's a fair amount. Maybe he drives a lot to, like, sports and stuff, or maybe he just has a job that's far away.
Maybe.
So actually, that tells us nothing.
All right,
let's
so
let's guess around the team.
Going to go with you got two kids.
I'm going to go seven.
I reckon just one kid because you're so chilled out.
Five.
Zero points to anyone.
Well, I was closest. Wine and Tim Tams for you. Thank you, Nathan.
Excellent.
Next caller is Amy. Hey, Amy.
Hello.
Hi. You seem fairly chilled out, so I reckon that you haven't done much these holidays. Did you have a busy couple of weeks?
I had a very busy couple of weeks.
Now, was that busyness with work or activities?
That was with both.
Okay, both. And third question, how often do you go to time zone?
Not very often, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't go either. Some kids don't like it.
So. Yeah, I'm going to go with zero kids.
Zero.
I'm going to go with one.
I think you've got two kids.
Okay.
What's the answer?
Five.
Oh. You sound so rested and relaxed. Do you have a partner or a hubby that does a lot?
No, actually, I don't. And my last ones were triplets.
Whoa.
You should be exhausted forever from that.
Triplets.
I am, yeah.
You don't sound it, though. You seem well up and about.
Out of curiosity, was it natural triplets or through IVF?
It was naturally conceived identical triplets.
Wow.
Do you know what the odds are on that?
Yeah, it's, around one in a million, apparently.
Wow. Amy,
that's crazy.
Real talk, do you ever get them confused?
No. They do that to my parents, but they can't do it to me anymore.
Have they played any pranks at, like, school or anything?
No, but I can't wait for them to start doing that.
Yeah, when you get that letter home, it'll be awesome.
How old are the triplets?
They're nearly nine. Nine-year-old boys.
We survived it.
Yeah. Well, it's like the Newcastle version, but the boy version of Mary-Kate and Ashley, like the identical situation. There's a movie in that. You could be like making some serious dosh off the kids, Amy. You
get a little YouTube thing going or something.
Up with like an agency.
I might try one day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there you definitely should.
Wine and Tim Tams for you.
The first of the many rewards you'll get from having triplets, I reckon.
Well, the Olsen twins did a good job at making bank, but we've got news that didn't make the news with Hamish straight after this.
Okay, it's 7:46. Good morning.
The Novos. The Novos on UFM.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring, and you act like you eat in your milkshake.
I love the media.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish.
That's right, the fun stories that are just too much and too detailed for your short bulletins. If only we could have more, and now you can.
Or just weren't worthy of making the actual bulletins.
Yeah.
So, you know, could be my taking out the trash day, really. The stories that we just didn't want to cover.
I like your trash. It's my treasure.
Bless your cotton socks, Jay. That's all I'm meaning to say.
That's okay.
You're so easily flattered, Hamish.
I know.
You really are.
It doesn't happen very often. So, we spoke about light pollution last week, I think, in one of my not the news stories.
Yes.
There's another study that's out about how it affects birds, and it's actually recommending, it's an Australian study, it recommends that people turn off their garden lights at night because it can actually interrupt the sleeping patterns, particularly of magpies and pigeons.
Mm.
If we do disrupt their sleep, and it means that they have to catch up during the daytime, like we all do, it impacts on their ability to forage food, defend itself, and actually catch a mate as well, too. So, interestingly enough, because it found that they were particularly susceptible to both white light and also to amber light, which is actually designed to reduce light pollution. So they say, yeah, if you could switch off your lights entirely, that'd be great.
Or change to red or blue.
That's an idea.
Yeah, that's an idea.
See, the problem with changing people's lights to red lights, I think a lot of people get the wrong idea.
I might get a knock on the door late at night.
Right. Is this the red light district?
No, I'm just stopping magpies from losing sleep.
Oh, okay.
Likely story.
Wrong neighbourhood.
Weirdo. Yes, officer. it's for the magpies.
And then they'd be like, I think there's a lot of birds in the red light district that don't want sleep.
How many birds are in here, hey?
How many birds you got at your residence?
Yeah. Which doesn't fit particularly comfortably into my next subject about fertility rates in the UK. Interestingly, women in their 30s in the UK, the fertility rates have actually dropped to a record low. However, the number of women who give birth over 40 is actually a record high at the moment. It's actually tripled since 2000, so in the last 20 years.
Isn't that good to hear?
It is, actually. A lot of it's got to do with empowerment of women, you know, greater education and greater careers and focusing on careers, etc., and having children later on, but also to improved healthcare as well, too.
That's right. The science and knowledge about that is greatly improved.
Absolutely. Pleasingly, too, stillbirths significantly down.
So good.
Yeah.
I love data.
Data's great.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're learning over time in our own lives. It's like we're watching the world evolve in front of our eyes. That's so good.
Do you know something? You know how, and I spoke to Jade about this a while ago. Yeah. You know that thing about fertility rates dropping away after 35?
Yeah.
You know, that's actually not scientifically accurate. That actually comes from data that was collated in the 1600s in France. So that, you know, society has changed a lot since then, obviously, you know, with aforementioned, you know, education and careers, etc. And there's all sorts of different factors that could have been involved. I mean, you know, the husbands could have died at Agincourt or something like that. So that's why the fertility rates are down back then. So, you know, that thing about fertility rates dropping away by 35 is actually not entirely correct.
Yeah. Wow. And the fact, too, like, back in those days, too, we were talking about 1600s, a lot of people died in their 30s.
Oh, absolutely.
So, totally.
No wonder the fertility rate's down. You dare.
I hate data. It lies to us.
That was quick.
But it did.
Thank you, Hamish.
No worries,
that's fascinating.
Really interesting.
See, Jade, look, you know.
Well, there's hope for me.
See, Jade, data's good.
Data is good. It's funny you say that because actually there was a post that one of my friends I worked with at Meyer at the Sunshine Coast, she put up 2 nights ago, and it's her daughter celebrating her 12th birthday. Yeah. She said, people said I was crazy having her at 42, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Do you know what I think?
Oh,
I think
so nice.
Older parents, when they have children in their 40s, actually give their kids a much better life.
Well, I mean, there are
arguments for both sides, but
yeah, you can be well set up financially and all that sort of stuff.
But I was like, you know what, that's really nice because I think, you know, older women, we cop a lot. I'm putting me in that basket.
Oh, are you now?
Yeah, I am.
At heart, Jade, you don't look one a day over 21.
Oh, I know, but whenever fertility chat comes up, like, oh,
God, you know how to flatter her.
What do you mean?
Oh, she doesn't look a day over 21.
Well, you don't, Jade. Well, that's a lie.
I got a pickleball the other night. Someone said thought you were in your 20s.
Yeah.
Not 21.
I'll anyway, take it, though.
So, yeah, take
Thanks.
It, Jade.
Thanks. Thanks, Frito.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Maddie, get stuffed.
Very not good. News time next. 7:57. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official
The Novos.
We got love.
Yeah, of course, big love to all of our mates out of Port Stephens. Of course, there's some school closures, and, I mean, everyone's on high alert out there, so please look after yourself and keep safe.
Well, there's five active cases in the Hunter now. I think is it the MP, Sonia
Hornery.
Yep. She just did an update 11 minutes ago with the postcodes where those cases are in. And
let's read through them.
Yep, so the postcodes are, so there's two that are in 2290 postcode.
Yep.
There's two that are in the postcode 2315. Mm-hmm. And there's one case in the postcode 2316.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is hitting closer to home for a lot of us. And I was actually just reading through some of the comments. And it's actually, like, people, I know there's no travel ban at the moment, and I think if people do have symptoms, you know, stay at home. That's the message
absolutely. The
government, everyone's telling us. But people are saying there now, oh, we need to be closing the roads to Maitland and to Port Stephens out at the bay.
Sorry to interrupt. I've actually got a woman that's just buzzed through who's got a pretty heavy opinion on this whole situation.
Really?
Pretty fired up if you want to have a chat to her.
Yeah. So
on the road closures?
Yeah. So she's just buzzed through. She's cranky. She just wants it cut off.
Oh, well, let's talk to her. We'll go to a song and then talk to her.
Yeah,
all right, cool. Let's do it. It's 105.3 New FM. The Weekend, Blinding Lights right now. It's 8:07, live across Newcastle. Tops of 16 around the lake today, 19 on the coast. Good morning. The Weekend, Blinding Lights, foggy start to your Friday morning. 12 degrees currently out at the bay. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. And we are talking right now the coronavirus.
It's corona time. Hey, it's corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spreading.
So obviously, you know, five active cases in the Hunter at the moment due to, you know, Sydney Cider coming up this way. So there's a bit of chatter about closing off the roads now, local roads. So to the Bay, Port Stephens, and to Maitland, where these cases are happening. And we've actually just had a call come through about this, and we're joined by Kat to get her thoughts.
Hey, Kat.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Kat. Now, I know the outbreak that's happened out at Port Stephens and obviously out at Maitland is concerning you. Now, you've got a pretty bold claim that you want to make.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they should definitely shut the borders of Maitland and Port Stephens. It's ridiculous. I'm stuck in the house all day. I just want those grubs out of Newcastle, to be very honest with you.
Kat, don't you think that's a little bit extreme considering, you know, there's people who live at the Bay who have to work in Newcastle?
I don't care. Some people can work from home. I don't care. I've got young children and I'm not willing to risk taking my children out. I shouldn't have to be scared to go around my home into my area knowing that there's people out there infected. No, they should stay home. It's not my problem.
Kat, I think what you're saying is a bit much. I mean, we're not at the stage of like Victoria where we need to block off suburbs. I think things are pretty under control, like Jade said.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be like that for long, and it just proves like the outbreak that happened in Victoria, the outbreak that's already starting to happen, they should be concerned for themselves as well as us as well. People should stop being selfish. Stay at home, be concerned for yourself as well as other people.
Kat?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. I understand your situation, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of people in the same boat, like, you know, who have kids who are scared to go out, but you can't just go closing the border. Some would say that you're being selfish with that mentality.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. See, can you hear right now? I've got my daughter that's driving me crazy, and I'm sorry, anyone that has kids will know that your kids are driving you crazy in the middle of isolation at the moment. I just think it's really important that people need to isolate. People that can stay home and work from home need to do it and just find a different alternative. I'm sorry, but I'm not willing to take that risk, and I'm sure other people will agree with me. I'm just bold enough to say it.
I mean, what's your solution? Like, put borders at the highway in the entrance to Newcastle? Like, you just...
It's a lot of witches' hats.
Well, I don't know. Someone needs to come up with a solution. I'm not the brains behind it all. Obviously, I've got my own opinion, but Gladys just needs to pull her head out of her butt and do something about it, really.
Oh, well, 13:10 next. Should Newcastle be ban residents from the Bay and Maitland. I don't think we need to go that far. I think that's a bit too much. But have your say next. You're a new FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Soup Dragons for your Feel Good Friday here at 105.3 New FM, the Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 8:21.
And on 13:10:09, we're chatting, should Newcastle ban residents from the Bay and from Maitland coming into Newcastle after we got this call from Kat at Merriweather?
I think they should definitely shut the borders of Maitland and Port Stephens. It's ridiculous. I'm stuck in the house all day. I just want those grubs out of Newcastle, to be very honest with you.
But aren't we all stuck at home? Like, please.
Pretty offensive language as well. Grubs. That's kind of disgusting.
I mean, let's take some calls on the matter. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Doing well, my friend. What are your thoughts on Kat, mate? It's a bit much, isn't it?
Oh, Kat needs to up her meds and calm down.
Yeah,
it's a bit full on.
Ever since this started, I haven't been bothered by it because I've always washed my hands and I've always avoided people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just keep sticking to those rules, keep the hand sanitizer, social distance, you're all good, eh?
Whereabouts do you live, Jamie?
I live in Port Stephens and I work in Maitland.
Yeah.
All right. See, I mean, like you said, Jade, before, people from the Bay and Maitland, I don't even view them as separate places.
No. Hey,
I mean, we're all a part of the same community, and it's like we just can't start turning on one another.
No.
Because a certain region has decided to, you know.
Well, they haven't decided. They COVID got them.
Well, yeah.
It's COVID, no one's decided. Fault.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like,
right.
Cat's just too much. I mean, you just can't say that.
Be acting like that. Anyway, thanks
Jamie.
For that. Very interesting. Who have we got next?
Keith, hello.
Hey.
Hey, Keith, what are your thoughts, mate? First of all, where are you from?
I'm from Waratah.
Right, so you're in Newcastle. You're basically near the city. What are your thoughts? Yeah. Do you think that we should be blocking the borders?
Hell no.
Why do you say that?
Well, if we start doing that, then you've got to think about how's all the trucks going to get through to deliver all the items that we all need.
Absolutely.
If you do that, then it's just going crazy. And I really think that that lady that is going into the shopping centre and stealing all the toilet papers because she's just overthinking all this coronavirus stuff.
You're probably right.
We all need to work as a big team, as a community, and if you have the virus, stay at home.
Very good. Look, listen to this, some common sense.
Yeah, and it's really far-fetched these days. People don't have common sense anymore.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Mm. Thank you very much, Keith. We've got Anonymous on the line. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you today?
Yeah, well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, doing good, Anonymous. What are your thoughts on this?
So I have nothing against Sydney sizes personally or anything like that, but I think we need to actually, as a Nelson Bay resident, I'd love to see them shut the road down because we have people who want to come to our beautiful area for holiday, and they're the little grubs that are actually bringing the coronavirus with them, as it's been proven. So perhaps they do need to shut the roads down to certain travellers, but obviously, like the previous caller said, truck drivers, things like that, we need to let them through, but just people stop holidaying, stop doing the wrong thing, stay at home and do the right thing.
So you'd be a fan of actually, you know, stopping people from coming to the Hunter altogether?
Well, in interim, yes. I think we need to, because otherwise this is going to get out of proportion and just completely cause more damage to people and deaths than it already is.
I happen to agree with her to an extent in terms of the, like, in Sydney, where it is a problem. I do believe that they have to stay in their own area now, but maybe there should be a checkpoint making sure that no one from those areas are coming our way. I agree with that side of it.
Oh, well, I mean, look.
There is a fine balance, and I feel sorry for the premiers of each state who have to
work it all out.
They're doing a brilliant job, but there's got to come a time when, you know, there's got to be certain rulings that people just have to actually listen to and obey.
Don't travel. Like, you don't travel to areas that there's a possible problem.
Right, so I get the fact that we don't want cases from Sydney coming here, because if there is an outbreak here, it's gonna cause a whole lot more trouble here than it would in Sydney, for example, because we're such a smaller community.
Correct. correct.
People exactly. do, yeah. though, go to work to Sydney. There are so many people that live here that travel to and from Sydney for work, and not every workplace is accommodating with this stuff. Like, so what's the solution to that?
I totally agree, but you know what? I think if anything, the coronavirus has actually shown us, on a vast scale, how many people can actually work from home.
So, yeah, that's a good point.
Across the spectrum, it is a... We don't need to be in the office. I've got a girlfriend in Sydney, and her the company that she works for, they've actually decided that there's like a three roster system. There are people that have to go into work, people who work part-time from home, and she's one of the people who has been told indefinitely now, coronavirus or not, she will work from home. She's not required in the office. They've got Zoom, they've got all these different technology platforms. It's people just stay home and do the right thing.
Yeah. Thank you for your call, Anonymous. We appreciate that. One more. Nicole, hello.
Hello, how are you going?
Good. Yeah,
hello.
What are your thoughts on this?
I'm sort of a bit yes and no. I don't think you can completely close everything off.
Okay.
Because you do have people travelling for work and stuff. I haven't worked in the office since the 20th of March. I've been in for one day in that whole time.
Wow.
So my work is very accommodating with that regard.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people saying, I do the right thing, I wash my hands and everything, but it's not you have to worry about. It's everyone else that's breaking the rules, and that's where everything's starting from and why everything's getting worse, because it's the people that have been told stay in hotel quarantine, no, I'm not staying, I want to smoke or I want to go out, so yeah. I'm going. Like, it's not you have to worry about, it's everybody else, and that's where the problem stems from. It's other people not being responsible for themselves and making sure that everyone's keeping safe.
Yeah, I do agree with you on that. But also, like, unfortunately, there's the people who are asymptomatic who don't know they have it and are spreading it. Like, that's probably the biggest problem with this virus. Because I was thinking about it the other day, and I know people are like, why are they, you know, traveling and going to Woolies or going to the newsagent when they're sick,
yeah.
they might not have symptoms.
Well, that's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you got to, I sort of had that moment where I was one of those people, like, I was like with the pitchfork, and then I thought to myself, no, hold on. If you don't have symptoms,
how could you possibly know?
Mm. You know?
Well, it's all about keeping safe and looking after each other, and I really don't think it's the time to start turning on each other.
Especially not our own local suburbs.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys, for your calls this morning. Up next, though, enough doom and gloom here on the show. We've got something really fun that we've been working on. So we were having a chat around the team yesterday, and I think we can all agree, Darryl Braithwaite, The Horses, iconic song. Most people love it.
Mm, Australian national anthem one day, possibly.
What we thought we'd do is actually try and create Newcastle's biggest ever cover of The Horses by Darryl Braithwaite.
So like that.
We have our very own version of the song sung by Hunter locals. In total, 70 people have featured on this track from right across the Hunter.
In 1 3-minute song, 70 people are all jammed in there.
It's great.
We're going to play it for you after the news. A bit of Friday fun for you. It's 8:29. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Creevo. De Novos. De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos. New
FM. We have 105 minutes commercial free coming up with Jackson. What have we got to look forward to?
Oh, a bit of this. Love that song. Yeah.
Very nice.
Do you actually? Salt and Pepper, of course I do.
I only know one Salt and Pepper song.
And this is it.
And everyone's like, these guys are so iconic. And I'm like, I only know this song. And I always feel so naughty when I sing along to it.
Naughty Jackson.
Ooh. Scar Tissue.
Right for
nice.
Me, thank you.
Yeah, and hey, I love this song. Amy Winehouse.
Aww.
Valerie. I almost said Amy Shark.
Don't insult the legacy of Amy Winehouse.
The O is because we miss her music, isn't it?
Sorry, Hamish. I know you're from the Gold Coast and Amy Shark's a god up there, but Amy Winehouse, is it really a comparison?
Yeah, Amy Shark's better. I don't know.
Amy Shark's actually moving. She's put her mansion up for sale on the Goldie.
Has she?
Coming down our way.
Wow.
Really? Yeah. Where's she moving to? Do you know?
Sydney, to be closer to a record company.
Jeez. Well,
that makes sense, I guess.
Thank you, Jackson. It's your Feel Good Friday, Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off after 9 o'clock. Speaking of music, we are very excited next because we set ourselves a mission yesterday, and it was to get Newcastle's biggest ever cover of Daryl Braithwaite, The Horses. It's a song we all know, we all love.
Mm-hmm.
On this track, we've managed to get over 70 people from right across the Hunter featured in this song.
So it's amazing we're able to jam that many people onto one single 3-minute track, but we've done it.
I will say, massive shout out to the kids from Maitland Public School, class 34BK, who feature in the chorus of the song. This is the cutest thing ever. I'm going to play it for you next after Lewis Capaldi. Before you go, at 105.3 New FM, good morning. It's currently 7 degrees out of Maitland this morning. Tops of 19 degrees there. Enjoy the day, guys. Raining all weekend. I'm very excited, though, right now. We set ourselves a challenge yesterday, and that was to get as many people from right across Newcastle and the Hunter singing On the Horses by Daryl Braithwaite.
Yeah, our very own version. So we didn't want to just get the old karaoke backing track. We actually got a local person to get involved and play the instrumental part. Yeah,
so he did a good job.
Thomas James, very talented young man on the guitar. He features in the song as well. Also featuring in the song, I've got to give a big shout out to the kids out at Maitland Public School from class 34BK who feature in the song, in the chorus. Big shout out to the teachers, Mr. Britt, Miss Kant and Mr. Wells, Mrs. Kojic as well, and their office lady, Mrs. McKay. Dave Wells also helped out there. Great. The video that they sent through is like,
it's very nice. Now, obviously, because of the whole COVID situation, we can't have everyone in a professional studio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the way we basically did it is get everyone to record their parts on their phones and send them through, and then we put them together here at the station.
And, Matty, you did a good job.
You did a really good job.
Because you spent a long time on it.
Well, like, just collating all the different voices. Big thank you to every single person who sent through audio yesterday. Shall we play it?
Yeah.
Let's
do it. Newcastle's 100% local version of The Horses by Daryl Braithwaite. Here it is.
We will fly, we are high, where the cold wind blows. We're in the sun, laughing, having fun, with all the people that she knows.
Need the situation, should keep us separated. You know the world won't fall apart.
And you will free the beautiful bird that's caught inside your heart.
Can't you hear her? Oh, she cries so loud. Cast a wild note over water and clouds.
The waves are
I'll be right there by your side.
And even then, whisper the wind.
And she will carry up your right. I hear all the people of the world. One bird's lonely cry. See them try. Make
make their spirits fly.
Can't you see him? He's down on the ground, got a broken wing, looking all around.
That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. We'll be riding on the horses, yeah, yeah. Way up to the sky, little darling. And if you fall, I'll pick you up, I'll pick you up. That's the way.
No. How good was that? Thanks to all of Newcastle who got involved. We had so many submissions come through, people wanting to get around
so
it.
So many good singers too.
I know.
I was so shocked at the amount of good voices coming through yesterday. I was like, wow, we are so talented here.
Yeah.
A little awesome. Shout out to you. You made the song, Jake. Oh, you made the song. Like, look at you over
because you submitted your voice anonymously and, you know, we went through the submissions. It was like a whole The Voice Guy Sebastian, Chris Sebastian moment. It was all anonymous, you know.
Lade Jeter strikes again.
Who's this?
Funny.
Hey, guys, up next, we are doing Last Calls, 13:10. We are clearing out the prize cupboard with everything we've got left from the week, Creever.
That's right. So this is your chance to have your voice say anything you want to us. 13:10:09. Things we have on offer. We've got passes to Unhinged. We've got wine and Tim Tams. 13:10:09. Last calls on the air next.
At New FM, it's 8:49. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creever. The Novos.
Kylie, coming to my world live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Creever. It's 8:57. Time for your last calls.
Hello.
Last calls.
That's right. This is where you get the chance to vent or tell us what you're thinking, what you're worried about, whatever you want at all. 13:10:09. We do it at the end of the show. Prizes on offer today. We've got passes to Unhinged. We've also got bottles of wine, Tim Tams, that sort of gear. Mm-hmm. It's a great day.
All right. We're going to go to Elle this morning. Hello. Hello, Elle.
No, Elle's gone.
Elle's gone.
All right.
We've got Alec on the phone. Good morning, Alec. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I was just calling in to talk to you guys about a big cat that I've seen in Wurrunga.
Yes. So, Alec is the guy that took the footage of that big black panther yesterday that made the news.
I saw that on the news.
Alec, we love a panther story here.
We do.
At this radio
You called
station.
The right station, yeah. Man.
Now, tell me, mate, it looks pretty convincing. Do you think it was a panther?
I'm going to be honest with you. I've talked about bloody 10 cat experts, and apparently it's not a panther. If you look at the head, it's structured differently, but it looked certainly like a cougarish cat.
So
its head was very big and structured.
It's massive.
Because I saw that footage, and for the first time ever, because I've never been convinced, I had a kernel of doubt in my mind. But you reckon you're thinking it's a cat now, or...?
Yeah, it's definitely not a panther, but it was about 1.2 to 1.4 metres long.
Are you serious?
Probably up to about my knee, about 10 centimetres above my knee where its head was. So it was a large cat, but it's just its muscularity to its body was just ridiculous, man.
Mm.
It was crazy.
Hey, Alec, whereabouts exactly were you?
So I was on the hill just meditating on my study break, and I was going to go back to study, and I looked to the right when I'm sitting up. It was behind the hospital, and I just see it, and I'm like, what the hell am I seeing? So I start filming straight away. I was like, what?
Well, you'd want to get your camera out, because it's the sort of thing where you're like, did I even see that myself, or was this a dream?
Because, Alec, I've had a similar experience here. We've investigated into it before, and I've had some criticism, but I swear, like, this is exactly what I was calling it, the Black Panther, it looks like. And
it was, yeah. It was definitely, it was shiny. It wasn't very skin. Yeah.
Well, do you think that maybe, we're all calling it a panther, but do you think maybe it's its own breed? Like, over the years, maybe it's evolved from whatever, the panther originally bred with at the time. Do you think that's even possible?
Well, yeah, a few people have been talking about saying that it could have just crossbreeded with, you know, a big cat. Mm. That's why. So that's what I think it is. The head definitely looks like a, you know, it didn't look normal, man.
Looking at the footage of it right now, and it even moves like a panther. Like, it's got that real low-to-the-ground prowl about it. Man, what's your Instagram handle if anybody wants to check out the video?
Well, my Instagram is Alec_McDonald.
It's very convincing. Mm. Just search it on Google, because the video, I think, is actually the best footage we've had thus far of the mysterious Black Panther.
Yeah, it's actually unbelievable. I'd call it high def footage. It's really good.
Geez, you've had a busy couple of days, man. I saw you're on Sunrise and stuff. How's it been?
Mate, it's been absolutely crazy. It's just ridiculous the amount of publicity I've been getting this. What can I say? A couple of days the same. It's always good.
What's up for the weekend, man? You're off on holidays, I hear.
Off on holidays.
Got to get away from all the fame, all the paparazzi, eh?
Sorry, what was that?
I was just saying, getting away from all the paparazzi.
Oh, definitely, mate, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, well, good job. At least no one can call me crazy anymore.
Exactly.
Thanks, Alec. Thanks for calling, brother. I appreciate it. Wow.
Fascinating.
It's very
right?
good footage. I'm just like turning it around to you guys.
Jade, if you haven't seen
it's not fake. Yeah, and they've actually had people like analyze the footage, and they're saying like there's no way it could be like doctored or mocked. Yeah,
the real deal. We'll pop it up on the New FM Facebook page. Another week done, guys.
Done and dusted.
Happy days. What are you up to on the weekend?
I'm working Saturday. Don't know about Sunday just yet.
Yeah. I've got my parents visiting, so we're going to do a nice little dinner tomorrow night.
The entertaining. Here we go again.
What are you doing?
I'm just having a chill weekend, actually.
Nice. My housemates couple are of movies
for
or something.
A week or something, I think. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
can
good
relax.
Yeah,
the whole place
are you
to yourself.
Going to be babysitting the kitten?
I think
kitten?
So. Yeah.
You and Max. Maddie and Max.
They'll probably we take some good photos for your Insta of you and the cat.
Yeah, that's a midday movie waiting to happen. Maddie and Max.
exactly, or a Disney film.
Jackson, good morning.
Yo, good morning.
Hey, mate. What's on the way?
105 has got some Sia. This is her latest, Together.
Mm-hmm.
I like Sia.
I do too.
Strange. Tequila. From Dan and Shay as well.
These two are great.
Dua Lipa as well. Do you know what? I love Dua Lipa. She's great, but one of the most boring people to ever listen to in the world when she talks.
You know what? Fun fact about her. She just posted on her Instagram, I think it was yesterday, and she is the first woman... hang on, it's just loading. Dua Lipa is the first female artist with 4 songs with over 1 billion Spotify streams.
Good on her.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Do you know what, though? You know that video she released for her single Hallucinate?
Mm.
You know how it was animated?
Yeah.
It's catching on. The Weeknd's new video is animated as well. I was like, oh.
I hate animation.
No, it's all because they can't put all the actors together in a room because they'll get COVID.
Yeah.
So there's some practical.
Go solo.
Thanks, Jackson. Seacastle's only block of ad for are you? You sound exhausted. You're done with us for the week.
Me? you know,
lot to deal with.
Can't win them all.
9:04. It's New FM. Have a great day, guys.
Bye. See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for the Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.